T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:52 at Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Carol Daniel. It's the first winter snowstorm of the year, so how are the driving conditions at this point? Joining us, St. Louis County Transportation Department's Dave Roan. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So what's your assessment of county roads at this point in the morning?
Well, the pavement conditions are generally good. We were able to get salt down throughout our entire system overnight. We're retracing our steps now. But the pavement temperatures themselves are also beneficial to us. The snow really isn't landing and just loitering there. It's dissipating.
I was curious because there was a concern, of course, that if we got any rain, that it might wash away whatever you did put down for phase one. That did not happen, correct?
Well, that's why we held off on our salting in anticipation of rain being the first wave of the storm. So we waited for any liquid precipitation to leave the region before we start our salting and plowing.
Dave, I know for MoDOT, when we talked with them earlier this winter, they were saying one of the biggest issues they've had is just the manpower to run the plows and other things. How are you doing there? Do you have enough people out there on the roads?
No, well, we are certainly short of plow drivers. There's no way around it. We're short several dozen people, so it does impact our ability to do our job. We can still do our job, obviously, but it does impact our reaction time.
And I wonder if there is a concern. I heard a report from Roger Brand on the roads this morning that there was an overturned, and it might have been a MoDOT vehicle. I can't remember exactly, Dave, but it made me think that maybe there are people here who are new in the job and maybe not used to this. They just don't have the experience yet. You share that same concern?
Well, certainly we do have a fair number of fairly new operators. Our turnover is considerable, so that is just the reality of where we're at now.
No, and I'm sorry, Megan, you just said turnover is considerable. Do we know why that is happening? Are people retiring? What's going on, Dave?
Well, we do have a lot of retirements. I'm fairly certain that the pay is an issue as well, but I'm not involved in that directly, but I certainly hear things.
Well, obviously, the snow has tapered off today. As you look throughout the day, what would you say to motorists who maybe want to try to get out later on in the day? Is it going to be better as the day goes on?
Well, I just got off the phone with our operation manager. We're not seeing a lot of issues, not even really a few issues. Motorists obviously have to be aware that there could be random slick spots, but I think we may get another half an inch to an inch, but at this point, we're well on top of it.
And talk about the manner in which, how many miles of roadway are you responsible for, and the priority that you have, which ones you clear first?
Well, we maintain 3,200 lane miles of roadway, both in unincorporated St. Louis County and some municipalities. Major roads, which we call arterials, Big Bend, Hanley, Shackelford, Jennings Station Road. Those are typically our priority, but it depends on the timing of the storm and what kind of storm we're looking at. But typically, arterials are our first priority.
All right. And just, I was going 40 miles an hour this morning, and I felt like it's not that bad, but I'm not going to risk it. How was it this morning for you guys and gals out there?
They were okay. I asked that very question in my recent phone call. We were not seeing any serious issues, thankfully.
Well, that's so good to hear. Dave Roan, St. Louis County Transportation Department. Thank you so much, as always.
You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.